The Trump administration kicks off what some say is the most ambitious government restructuring effort in the last 50 years. A new memo to agency leaders from the Office of Management and Budget sets the tone for how workforce, mission, and employee performance metrics should be structured or restructured over the next couple of years. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me with details on what the White House is telling agencies to do. And this was kind of a rollout, I guess, Jason, for the OMB director Mick Mulvaney in some way, too.
In many ways, I mean, this is the first real depth we've gotten around, if you will, a management agenda of sorts. And it doesn't cover everything across the board. But this workforce reshaping, this restructuring, this idea of mission restructuring, performance management, all of these things are really attempting to transform the government.
So is this the most ambitious in 50 years?
I mean, just the idea of what they're trying to get done and the time frame they're trying to get done by. This is not just biting a piece of the elephant, Tom. This is, in many ways, swallowing the elephant in one bite. And as we've heard time and again, that's a very dangerous thing to do because sometimes you just can't get it all done. But listen to how OMB Director Mick Mulvaney describes this restructuring plan.
Yes, we talk about health care. Yes, we talk about taxes. Yes, we talk about infrastructure. And all of those are extraordinarily critical to rebuilding the country, making America great again, as the president has said. This is something that goes much deeper into the very structure of government. This is trying to do something that has never been done before. The executive branch of government has never been rebuilt. It has grown organically over the course of the last 240 years. And the president of the United States has asked all of us in the executive branch to start from scratch, a literal blank piece of paper, and say, if you were going to rebuild the executive branch, what would it look like? One of the things we're doing for the first time ever, we think, is soliciting a lot of input from outside. You go to the website, the whitehouse.gov website, and see what I'm told is not a completely terrible, I thought it was awful, video that I made on there, soliciting input from individuals. Like, say, look, if you've had a contact with the federal government you think could go better, tell us about it. If you're an academic and you've got an idea on how to fix the government, tell us how to do it. Give us the ideas.
Mulvaney says in the end, the goal of this really two-year effort, now this would be much longer than 2 years, Tom, but that's when you will really see a lot of planning and the getting the implementation going, is to make the government what he calls dramatically more accountable, more efficient, and more effective. Now, Tom, just as a quick reminder, this memo is the implementation guidance required under President Donald Trump's executive order from March to reorganize the government. In that executive order, OMB gave agencies 180 days to submit a reorganization strategy, and this new memo, the one that just came out the other day, details how agencies should go about doing that.
Any reaction you've had from people that maybe have been there?
So I got a chance to talk to Robert Shea. He's the former OMB executive under the President George W. Bush administration, and he did a lot of the reorganization, the management agenda pieces. He's now a principal at Grant Thornton. Shea says one of the few comparable efforts around reorganization came back in 2002 with the creation of the Homeland Security Department. Now, Shea says in that case, they were trying to move or would integrate parts or all of 22 different federal departments. Here, this is what Shea says, OMB's talking about all of the departments. So it's like creating a Homeland Security Department 25 times over at least. They said if they try to do that, you know, again, the whole idea of swallowing the ocean in one big gulp, they're going to fail. But if they break it into manageable parts, again, a bite here and a bite there of the elephant, then they actually could get this done and be successful.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, of course, also simultaneously with releasing this new guidance was the official end of the hiring freeze. But that doesn't mean there's a big hiring bonanza that's going to go on, does it?
No, you're absolutely right. And that was actually the big news, really, of the day. A lot of people are very excited that the hiring freeze is over. And remember, President Trump put out this hiring freeze as his first day in office. Not unusual. A lot of presidents do it. So let's be clear. In that memo, OMB said it would work with the Office of Personnel Management to take 90 days to develop the long-term plan for reducing the size of the federal workforce. Some agencies have seen exemptions to the hiring freeze, but generally most have not. And Mulvaney says that this memo really is that 90-day plan. And he says, listen, just because the hiring freeze is over, it doesn't remove the pressure from agencies to make workforce changes.
That does not mean, and I've made this very clear to all of the agency heads, the deputy chiefs, et cetera, for the last couple of days, that does not mean that the agencies will be free to hire willy-nilly. What we're doing tomorrow is replacing the across-the-board hiring freeze that we put into place on day one in office and replacing it with a smarter plan, a more strategic plan, a more surgical plan. And what that means specifically is that consistent with the president's priorities in the budget, certain agencies will end up hiring more people. Other agencies will end up paring their FTEs even greater than they would have had during the hiring freeze.
Now, Mulvaney says at the briefing earlier in the week that the Workforce Reduction Initiative will follow the basic outline of the initial fiscal 2018 budget proposal, where some agencies, such as the Defense Department or the Veterans Affairs Department, saw increased spending requests, so therefore they should expect to see increases in their workforces. Meanwhile, other agencies, such as the Environmental Protection Agency, one we talk a lot about, Tom, which saw their budgets decreased, which should face workforce reductions as well.
There are going to be some places where they have the ability to reduce size immediately, and they may be called upon to do that in order to line up with the president's priorities. There may be other places where they don't have that flexibility, and they'll have to figure out a way over the course of time through ordinary attrition to get to where they need to be. There may be places where it's harder for them to ramp up. One of the things we don't talk about very often is it's fairly hard for some parts of the federal government to hire a bunch of people in a short period of time. You can't wave a magic wand and add 1,000 people, for example.
So the freeze is over and still no big increases for most agencies.
I think that's absolutely right, Tom. I think one of the things about what OMB is trying to do here is asking agencies to do short-term and long-term planning. In the short-term, figure it out. How should it look like immediately? And then those long-term plans should be included in the 2019 budget request. Mulvaney says, listen, I don't really know the total number of federal employees should be. Should it go up, down, stay the same? But he believes the Trump administration will be running the government more efficiently with fewer people than the Obama administration.
Jason, this guidance comes with a lot of deadlines. What are some of the short-term things agencies have to think about right now?
I think the first one is June 30th. That's when agencies need to develop their initial or draft plans to what they call maximize employee performance. By September, those plans will be worked into, as long as the workforce restructuring plans, into the 2019 budget submission. And that's also when the long-term planning is due, specifically around workforce reductions. OMB says agencies should identify workforce reductions for over a four-year period, 2018 through 2022, consistent, as they say, with the discretionary spending levels shown in the fiscal 2018 budget. OMB says agencies should plan now for those reductions, because obviously it's going to take time. It's going to take a while to realize those savings.
I was going to say this is a difficult thing for agencies to do, because there is no 2018 budget yet. Congress hasn't weighed in. And so they're making plans on something the Trump administration is presuming. And let's face it, that's a big presumption that its budget will prevail.
Absolutely. It's a big presumption, and it's just a proposal. And we know budgets die on arrival in Congress. And, you know, that's actually a secondary story we're working on. So I'll save that for later in the week, or maybe next week, when we talk about the congressional piece of this restructuring plan. But really, I think what OMB is asking agencies to do is, that's why it's a short term and a long term plan. In the short term, they're saying, we're going to figure out what your workforce needs to look like and how you're going to get there. And one of the things they're going to ask the Office of Personnel Management to do is streamline some templates to request approval for early buyouts, early retirement. The memo says OPM will provide those expedited reviews for most requests within 30 days. So if agency says, we think we can reduce our workforce by 20% through early outs, right? The OPM will make that decision whether they agree with that, giving them that buyout authority within 30 days. Among the first steps agencies should also do is review their vacant positions and determine, are they still necessary? Hey, we haven't filled this in 6 months. We haven't filled this in a year. Do we really need this position? Additionally, OMB wants agencies to review all employees on administrative leave and determine if those employees should either A, return to work, being assigned to alternative duties, or maybe they should face disciplinary action and or removal. I think that's a big issue. You see that a couple times mentioned.
Or send their resumes to Homeland Security.
Well, I hope not. I mean, Homeland Security is trying to fix that problem too, right? And then over the long term, OMB has directed agencies to review several other areas as they develop their plans. Data to determine if they have appropriate staffing levels based on their mission requirements of today and not previous budget levels of past. So they're really saying, take a deep dive, a hard look, and figure this out.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thank you for that update.
Thank you, Tom.
And Jason has ongoing exclusive coverage at federalnewsradio.com.